Para Zechanishma Savi Moria, can we saw princess of Zechanishma study Al Shayna by Fishu Powell? Good morning, everybody. Morning. Okay, so we are packet four of Beit HaMitzarim and discussing. This is a fascinating discussion about making a bracha of Shachianu. Making a bracha of Shachianu during Beit HaMitzarim. So I mentioned yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tov li Zoher, page one. Tov li Zoher, you got it, Miller? Tov li Zoher, Miloma Shechiyonu Beit HaMitzarim, Al Pri O Al Malbush. In other words, so you can't get a new fruit during Beit HaMitzarim because you're going to have to make Shechiyonu or new clothing. Or anything that's new. Because you can't make Shachianu. Now, Ramabadi has told me, as I mentioned yesterday, that he's not into this. He doesn't think that and Mamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch is very powerful. Totally Zohar. And we said yesterday in the Grah, the Bir HaGrah says, Chumra Yisairi. Because the Gra says that what's the halach of Rahman al Islam? Somebody loses a parent. Oh, the papers. You're on my list. I have to get a list now. For anyone who owns it as a Friday. POPER. And the number 908. Yeah, because they're allowing us to have the shiur in this location even after the closing of the building, since the guard is here, provided that I make a list of all the students that are coming into this room. That won't apply if you're in Florida or Yerushalayim. You don't have to be on this list. Only people who are coming in this room, Washington Heights, have to be on this list. So, right. Yeah, where's our good friend? When is he coming back? Rose is fine. It's about time. So it's 2 weeks, I think. Yeah, it's almost over. Okay, so the din is if somebody inherits a lot of money from it, so he makes a Baruch Dayan Emes on the Patira, and he makes a Shachianu on the fact that he's getting this. The Sirusha, so you see that it's mutter. So how could it, so the Gemara is asking how could the 3 weeks be more chomer than a real avelis, right? And by real avelis we say it's mutter to make a shachianu on the day of the death of Kohen, you know. So Rav Aaron from Yerushalayim said to us, no, but Maybe you can be mayor on the Gra, because the Shulchan Aruch says you can make a pidyon aved, because pidyon aved, that's the day. Today's the day. You can't say don't make a shachianu, don't do pidyon aved. Mitzvah is today. So you have to do it today. So how can you tell him not to do it? So the same thing by the death. It happened today, so therefore you can do it. But who says you should have the pre today or got the malbush today? That was a very good tainan. From Yerushalayim, this time. But the Gra still says it's a Chum Yisera because I don't know what would the Gra say back. What would the Gra say back? Talmidei HaGra from Yerushalayim. So if you're from Yerushalayim, you have to be a Talmid HaGra and you have to defend the Gra.
Maybe because, let's say, you forgot but for some reason you didn't know the halacha. So you could probably say Shechianu afterwards also, no?
Oh, right. So maybe you can say Shechianu afterwards because you're still happy. But what about Pinyan Aben? Pinyan Aben is on the mitzvah, so you're doing the mitzvah now. But maybe on the other things you could say afterwards, you say. So by the fact that
I don't know what the din is. But let's say you only found out about the Avelus a week later.
Right.
You say it then. And if you didn't know the halacha and somebody told you a week later, Mustama, you'd also no, I think you would say it, no?
In other words, could you buy I don't know, if you eat a new pre, I don't know if could you make a Shechianu later after you have to do it now. So what right did you have to eat the pre now? Put yourself into a situation of saying Shechianu.
Yeah, that's the question. By the way, about the pre, I remember a number of Shemitahs ago, Rebbe Yashiv said that he was very concerned that people, you know, a lot of people don't like to buy Otzar Bezdin because they have to treat it differently and they'd much rather eat Peros Akum. So,
I can't hear you 100% clear.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people don't like to eat Otzar Bezdin.
They don't want to have Otzar Bezdin.
They don't want to get involved with.
They want to get involved in the coolers.
All the things. No, not only the coolers, but they don't want to get around with the chumras. They don't want to worry about how they have to throw out the peels and how they have to deal with it. So they prefer eating Peros Akum. And Rebbe Yashiv was very much in favor of supporting the few farmers, yachasit, the few that are willing to go under the conditions of Otzar Bezdin, which is not simple. And sometimes there's a question of whether how much money they might even lose. And so to encourage, and what's happened over the years is a number of farms that were participating in Otzar Bezdin stopped because they couldn't do it. And so to encourage people to eat Peros Shviyas even during the 3 weeks, he said they should buy it and make a Shechianu on Shabbos.
We're going to get to the Shabbos thing. Yeah. Okay, but you want to say Ellie Goldberg? What did you want?
Comes to Yerusha. It's not a mitzvah to make a shem, not every, that time. But therefore, it's not part of puzzle.
Right, but he's saying that the whole thing of not saying a Shechianu, the Gemara is saying, is a chumra yaseira. By the fact that we're...
Raya, Shechianu,
right, but the fact that you can do it by Yerusha, but you see, you can make a Shechianu. Right, but he's saying that but Yerusha came out that day. So maybe that's why you do it.
It's the same day.
But who says you should put yourself... But what Ravara was saying is who said you should put yourself in a situation to say Shechianu during the 3 weeks. Maybe you shouldn't do that. So that's what he says. Tov Lizar not to get a pre-chadash, but not to get a mega chadash during this time. So you shouldn't put yourself into a situation. But Rav Aaron is saying that, the Bra's bringing a raya from a death, which is not in your control. Yeah, that was his time. But Rav Abadi's also is into this thing that is, he doesn't think that's the ikar, such an ikar halacha. Let's see. This is talking about the 3 weeks. This is the 3 weeks. So now let's look at the Taz. Let's take a look at the Taz here on page one. Says the Taz, pay prishul. But we'll look at the Rabbah first. Hagah. Pay prishul lo imotze achatishabav buntu levarach lo achlo beit hamitzara. Because if it's the new fruit that you're not going to be able to get after Tisha B'Av, so then you should do it right now. That's the point. If you have the ability to do it later, so wait till after Tisha B'Av. But if the priest's not going to be Matzoi afterwards, so then do it now. So says the Taz, Nira Dimitam Zay Yesh Lahatir. B'chol yom shebein hamitzarim, b'shem yomos ha'odim kodim shekiyim mitzvah zu. Yesh lahatim b'chol yom shebein hamitzarim, b'shem yomos ha'odim kodim shekiyim mitzvah zu. So what is he saying? That you can be matir. Any day of Beit HaMitzarim to say Shachianu, because maybe Chas V'Shalom will pass away.
So every case is a case of Shachianu.
What?
Is that every case so maybe I don't
think. Right.
There are must that maybe a official saying you might not be allowed it.
So basically the Taz is saying, meaning, so therefore, if you have a new fruit, so because maybe you might not be around, that's for sure. And a new Balbush.
You might not be around.
So basically, he's saying that he's doing away with the whole thing.
I mean, does that include sales? What happens if there's a sale on Malbush and it's not going to be around after the 3 weeks? Does that count?
Right. Oh, that's an excellent question. We're going to see. In other words, Jason is asking, what about a sale?
Was it
Taz
for sure?
Taz doesn't need a sale. Right. But he's saying maybe if you don't want to see the Taz, maybe it could be another
sale. A sale is different. It's only if you have it in your Rishos and you have to make a bracha. If you don't have it in your Rishos, so it's a... He's not talking about that.
Maybe we'll have to see. Yeah. In other words, are you to forego a sale? The sale's during the 3 weeks. So
yes. So forego it. You don't have to.
But Jason Finkelstein is not so sure that you should just forego.
There's no chiyuv to have a mecha shachayan if you didn't buy yet.
Right, but maybe this halacha is not such a stark halacha that you have to have a hefset.
What is the Taz mean mitzvah?
Is it,
what
so.
Mitzvah is?
Yeah, what mitzvah? Shema Yomus Kodem Shikai Mitzvah of Saint Shechion. Ellie Goldberg says the mitzvah of Saint Shechion.
That means that a person.
I don't hear you.
That means that a person should go around the world looking for opportunities to make Shechionu? Was that what he's implying?
No, he's implying that if you want it, so then it's a mitzvah to get it and say Shachyan. I don't have to go around the world and start getting things that I'm going to say Shachyan and spend my whole life just collecting Shachyanos. Mm-hmm. but if I want the fruit or I want the clothing, then there is a Berchus Shevach Vodod, which is a mitzvah to the Rabbanan, to say Shachyan.
I mean, there's a difference between a mitzvah right in front of your face and a mitzvah you have to drive 100 miles for.
The question if it's in your rishus already. Now you don't have to look around.
Right, but they're saying, but maybe if you want to buy it, maybe you have a right. One second. Yeah, what were you saying, Ellie? Right, so he says, well, all right, but maybe I might be around.
Yeah. You really don't go
that way. Yeah, so let's see. Let's see. He says, "Hamati svar zubushem arab moreno if Yosef Katz be Krakow." So take it up with Rav Yosef Katz of Krakow. The Israel is then much closer to Poses Bergel Magalkin. Heviam Beis Yosef, the Simon Tov Kuf Mem Hey, the Shari Luch Tov called over Hashayach with the Bezdin, the Cholamoid. Davidover Ovid, Pedyamus Adosin Lo, Aedim, or Bezdin. But there was something you need for Bezdin, prove that you get the money, or something like that. So you can write even a Cholamoid, because Chas V'Shalom, if you wait till after Cholamoid, maybe the aid won't be around to sign the document. So this is Sarka Guf to get the whatever you want to get in the Bezdin. So you're allowed to be Makil. So Sarka Gavoa to say a bracha. Masas bracha because she came. She mechashas yimayel l'kayim. Kozman sheyuchol l'kayim. And then he says, "Save the chassidim, hitir levarach shechianu b'shabbos." So that's what the Taz's shita is. And I want to say, I don't know if I put this in the packet, but there's another Taz, Rav Chaim Talmud Guber once pointed out to me, in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, that says, if you think of Chiddush Torah, so it's not only because you might forget the Chiddush. He says a different word. He says, no, because you write it down now, because after Yontif you want to work on another Chiddush. So you don't have to say, I'm going to bring it for later, because today's my opportunity for this Chiddush. After Chol HaMoed, I'm going to be working on another Chiddush. You understand? So why should I? Same thing over here. In other words, I have an opportunity to do a mitzvah today. Don't. And it's a mitzvah to say Shechianu. So don't push anything off. It's a good mussar word. It's a good mussar word. Poppers, it's a good mussar word. Right? Oh, so Rav Poppers pointed out that this Rav Yosef Katz of Krakow is the brother of the Ramah's third wife. The brother of the Ramah had three wives? But the Ramah passed away when he was like 33 or something like that.
Yes.
He had three wives by age 33?
51.
51? There's a whole 51. Discussion about how old the Ramah was when he passed away.
He was born on Lag, he would pass away on Lag Ba'Omer, but he was 51 years old.
Some say that he was 33.
He wasn't 33. He was not
33. He was 51. So Rav Harari said he was 51. That maybe makes more sense. He had three wives by age 51 when he passed away. And then Rav Yosef Krakow was the brother of his third wife. That's what Rav Akiva here is saying. The second wife died when he was 20? Mishrita was 20. First wife unknown. Okay. So let's see. Let's see this in the. So look at the Beis Yosef here on page 3. He said, "Save the Chassidim."
So it's 42. Sorry. 42.
42?
Yeah.
He died when he was 42.
Yeah.
Okay. 42. So Rav Harari changed his sheet now. He's the Ramah is 42. But he still had three wives. Okay, that could be. Three wives, 42. It means they all passed away.
Look, in those days, life expectancy wasn't what it is today.
What?
In those days, life expectancy, especially for women, was not what it is today because of childbirth.
Childbirth, people. Yeah.
Lots of complications for women.
Okay, let's go to Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef, same chassidim achronim So the Rabbi Yosef says that's why you shouldn't buy new things. You shouldn't buy new things or wear new clothing.
Rabbi, it looks to me maybe it's the Bach.
Because then you're going to have to make a Shechiyonu. What are you saying, Rav Katan?
Maybe it's the Bach, not the Beis Yosef. It's a little tricky on the page.
Oh, the Bach, you're right. It's the Bach, I'm sorry. You're right, it's the Bach. It's not the Beis Yosef. It's the continuation of the Bach. The page, pagination is a little bit, you know, tricky, but you're right.
Because otherwise we would see a major contradiction between the Mechaber and the Beis Yosef.
Meaning why?
Because the Mechaber say, Tov li Zahir.
Tov. In other words, the Bach is much more stark. Doesn't just say Tov. Right. And now let's look at the Tshuvas Mariel on the next page. So the Shuv Mariel is at Siman Lamed Aleph on page 5. So he writes, "Uvar shachyanu ben mitzvah kozim sev chasidim dolo." The nearer that he is dying, you can go milsa the evshel l'tchuyi can pay real malbush. Right, about a bikri pidyon haben ein machmitzim as a mitzvah or a bracha. Okay. So the pidyon haben, you should. So let's look at the Sefer Chasidim inside. It's always good to look at the Sefer Chasidim inside to see his exact lashon. The scholars are very into the Sefer Chasidim. Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, very into the Sefer Chasidim. Right? Certain things the scholars are very into. So the Sefer Chasidim is one of the things they're very into. Yesh Chasidim and Chasidim and Shom Shalom Yochim Shum Pri Chodesh Ben Yuzayin B'Tamuz L'Tishabav. Gemra Ech Devarak Shachiyon V'Gimanu V'Yanu Lazman Hazeh. That's what Rav Aaron, you said. How can you say Lazman Hazeh? You know, I'm just happy to be Lazman Hazeh if it's in a time that's a sad time. Yesh mevarchem al pri chodesh kishen izdamnu lehem b'shabosus shebein yudzayim b'tamuz l'tishabof. Amo lechacham hayo lechem levarach shachiyanu b'sharisim oso. Yehuda shirah kara. Yula omru boki elok shachol. There's a question whether you're supposed to make it when you see the pri chodesh or when you actually eat it.
I think that you're supposed to do it when you see it, but they're metakein when you eat it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look now in the Shut Beis Yehuda, or Yehuda Ayish, the very chashuv of the Sefer, you know, Mate Yehuda and Shulchan Aruch. So he has a piece here on page 10, Simon Vav. Don't give me a Vav Shachan on Shabbos, Ms. Mom made a Mitzar. So he says, did you make it on Shabbos? Yav Shemati Mimori, no, I didn't. The Rosh Chodesh, Dino Kishabbos. Some hold that Rosh Chodesh has Rosh Chodesh Av is like Shabbos. The Nogim Shul Lishcha B'Rosh Chodesh Ad Tainish Elodavka B'Yom Shishi for Shabbos. B'Kol Rosh Chodesh Ein Kulam Shavim Yesh Nogim L'Hachmer B'Yudzayin B'Tabbos. We're going to see there's even a discussion whether you can eat meat on Rosh Chodesh. Our minig is we don't eat meat on Rosh Chodesh. but some hail that you can eat meat on Rosh Chodeshav.
He mentions the note at the bottom, the chida, that he does eat it. This is
on the footnote here. But it's not our, now the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about this. And you have to realize that every tshuva the Avnei Nezer is, excuse the language, every tshuva is a home run, the Avnei Nezer. You know what I mean? Right? Every tshuva.
Incredible.
Rav Harari always speaks about the Avram Price from Toronto, who knew the Avnei Nezer. So Rav Harari knew Rav Price, and Rav Price knew the Avnei Nezer.
Right? I didn't actually know Rav Price. I never actually met Rav Price. That's a problem.
You were at the Levaya.
Yeah, I was there. Yeah.
Harari was at the Levaya in Toronto for Avram Price. He was the big Rav in Toronto. Rav Hirschberg was maspid. Rav Hirschberg was maspid. I remember
Rav there.
Told me he was there. Rav Hirschberg was maspid. Rav Price. Yeah. Rav Hirschberg gave a hesped at Rav Price. So let's see. It says, "Imuto lechol pri chadash b'shabbos shebeina mitzorim malo." Are you allowed to make a? So he says, "Dover yadush b'chlokas shnuy b'shev chasidim." Because Lavush says that when Tisha B'Av, right, there's no din of Suda Mafsekas on Shabbos, right? Because there's no. So Lavush says, Shabbos, Yimal al Shulchano Kisuda Shlomo B'Shaito. But the Magen Avraham says, not because of lack of Simcha, it's because, it's, like we said before, you can't say. Shachianu l'zman hazeh, zman puranus. So he says, so the Arizal says that you shouldn't make it Shabbos either, because it's still Beit HaMitzarim. It's still in the 3 weeks of puranus. If you want to say that Shabbos is not as zman aveh, zman simcha, okay. But if you see that the reason is of zman puranus, so this is still in the 3 weeks. So maybe it shouldn't be a heter. So that's what he says, that according to, so it's not so partial that it's mutter on Shabbos.
What? The Rebbe says, on a year like this year, there's a Shabbos, and it said,
Well, he's an early, when he died, the Sovereign Shem of Shachan Shabbos, Yochab, the Lord Brukha Shachyana. So maybe he should just eat the fruit without Shachyana.
Rebbe, then why is it mutter to eat meat when you make a siyum? It still is Mount Pernios.
Why can you eat meat
when you have a siyum, when you finish Masechta?
Well, if you say, the question is whether meat is did in Simcha, or is meat just because, like Rav Shechter likes to say, the Aruch HaShulchan says, because they mevatel the karbanos. So it might not be a din of Simcha. Rav Shechter always likes to bring a raya from Hilchos Aveilus, because it also was a lot of meat. So maybe you see that it's not a din. We have to see. But he says that, say you have to be mafresh, you want to eat fruit, right? So you're supposed to be Torah ben amukaf, right? The thing that you're taking truma on should be right next to the other thing. But say you don't have, but if you can't, then you can still be do it. You could not have a vat alone of Shabbos. Kol shekin should not bring his man. So the same thing. Why should it was you want to eat a fruit of Shabbos? Get onik Shabbos for the fruit. So, but it's made up of tzar. So what do we tell you to do? So some say you can make a shachyan, but if you hold you can't. So then maybe. So what's the option now? So don't eat the fruit. No, eat the fruit and don't make the shachyan. Because in other words, this minute of not making a shachyanu, if you hold that applies to Shabbos also, should not take away the concept of onik Shabbos. You know? The Ramami Panu, he was the great Italian Makubo. Right? And there's a whole discussion with Chasam Sofer whether he had a beard or not.
The beard.
Right. I want to say the Chasam Sofer said that he didn't, but I want to say maybe it's a forgery, the Chasam Sofer, you know, how could he not have a beard? You know, so, but the Ramami Panu is Ramanachem Azaria Panu, and the whole discussion with the other beard. So, Ramami Panu says, quoted in the Birka Yosef, she posted, Luvarik, Zman, Bishamis, made of Tsarim. In other words, he said, no, you can make a Shechiyanu on Shabbos, but not like this year, with the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av now. They shall eat starch with our shachion. Because everybody lost us a feeling of Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Mashu would have the Shabbos lo yofa. So it could be that even Shabbos. So that's the question. Is there a din on Shabbos? And if there is a din, so what should be? Should we tell you, therefore, don't eat? Or do we say, no, eat and don't make the bracha? Which way does it go? Because who says it's, well, he might have other fruits that he can get over the Shabbos from. Who says, in other words, just because it's a pre-chadish doesn't mean that, he says that maybe you shouldn't be vatal on the Shabbos, So that's the question. Should you make it? Should you eat it? And then would you therefore make the Shechiyanu? If you want it for Onik Shabbos, you know, because Onik Shabbos is more chomer than all these halachas. So then the question is, so then eat it and make the bracha or don't make the bracha? So he writes now, he thinks he should eat it. That you should make. It's just like the Ramah says, if you can't get the fruit after Beit HaMetzarim, so you can get it now. That the Mevatel can Yochel Achshav Lozman Hayivatel Brukas Asman Lagami Neshuv Muto Levarch Tekef. Because if you're gonna eat it now without Shechiyanu, not gonna break a Brukas Shechiyanu. So maybe you could make the bracha now. Although Chaim Vital. The Gedolei Ador came to my house. They asked me very much, I should need a pre-chodesh. Rachalti below Birkas HaShechiyanu. So he held the other way that you should make you can make the you can eat it. Just don't make the shachianim.
So you can eat it during the week as well, right?
Then you can eat it during the week as well, maybe. Or is he saying that? Is he saying during the week or maybe?
The whole problem is the bracha.
Right.
He's not making it anyway.
I thought Onik Shabbos was the thing that allowed you to eat it during and not make the bracha. That you wouldn't be able to eat it during the week.
Yeah, so let's see.
No, it could be that the Onik Shabbos would just help you make the bracha. Be a more sad thing you should make the bracha.
It could be that that's the only the Onik Shabbos behooves him. So he writes here in the next piece. He says, "Achinei sefer." There's Yogi Moshe, the Chaim Vital, or Chaim Vital. He has a steer at Rav Chaim Vital's. Rosh Kozim Tchilo Yochol Sholi Starch Levarech. He says you shouldn't make during Minas Farim, you shouldn't, because then you're going to have to make the bracha. Mashmadim Yochol Yivarech, Vakan Achal Velobirech. He'll be Yuva Tam Shemeshil Kovar Agdol and Bitel Aminah Levarech Zman, Velobitel Aminah Sholi Varech Minim Tzarech. Nearly the height of time of the Mashiach Kosel Chasm Sofer. By the Chavid, Chavid, the Lobark, by, right, the Gemara says, by the Hoshanis. You can clap the Hoshanis, but there's no bracha on the bidding of Hoshanis. The height of Davka, the bidding of Shokhuba say, Hoshanogu Shalolas was Chiv Gobor, who was Shumal Titosh Torah Simecha. Okay, Mavarchim al Tvila, Bidam Toar, Mechad Aminik Shalolival, and Dad Toar. Okay, Nivarch Zmanda, Aminik Shaloliverch made of term who is a governor Mishamal Titosh. But Shanki Mloiverch who ran Bittel Haminik to Kumba say, Lavarech, Akar Chanta, who been a great Docha, we may cover a door. Wow, so let's go slowly. There's a Kim Vachim, what's the din of? Normally, when a woman gives birth, so when she gives birth, she's going to be tummy, right? Because of the labor. Even if no blood came out, she's tummy, else the labor. And then she goes to the mikvah. And then for a girl, up to day 80, even if she sees blood, Pasuk says she's mutter. But we don't, we're not knowing that way. We're knowing l'chumrah. That if a woman sees blood within the 80 days, she's still going, even after the birth, within the 80 days, we're not making the din of Dam Torah. She goes to the mikvah, and she makes a bracha. So the question is, it's a minute to be machmir. It's a minute to be machmir, not, so the Torah says a kula, and we're going against the kula. We're not following the Torah's kula. Yeah, well, we're right. We're being machmer. So the minute is a low level of dam tor. Okay, the mivarech zman. So what's the minute? The minute is not to be makel. So therefore, if it's a minute, shev al tase, so that's based on the al titosh Torah Simecha. Vashenogu shalolas uschiv gomer. Wait, one second. Vavke minute shal kum vasei. Okay, mevorkim al tzvilat. Idam Torah mechad aminut shal olivo. Okay, the mivarch zman v'aminig shalolivarch bein ha-metzarim. This is a gomer, mishum al-titosh. In other words, if you are making a bracha on Shachianu, and the bidding is not, you violate an iser of tal al tishtosh torasimech, because you're not following the bidding. You're doing something b'kumva asay against the bidding. So then you violate al tishtosh. But if you don't make a bracha on something, b'sheikin mo'yivarech, rak bitul ha-minim b'kumva asay. In other words, there's a minute to make shachyon. So if you're not going to make it,
just mivatel the minik.
Mivatel the minik. With a greater docha, we make chavar ha-gadol. So it's a difference between when you're not following the minik with kumbasei, or you're not following the minik with sheval tasei. So he says, so one second. So the minhag of teklat d'oshanis, so you didn't make, I didn't ask the minhag shall come, but you didn't make a bracha on this minhag. Okay. Well, Masha Nobel, the Shnolash of Schiv Gomber, who you should put out Titosh, came of Rachim of Tfilas. Idam Torah, we had a minute to live all Adam Torah. So we make a bracha on Adam Torah, because the minute is the Shev Al Tase. The minute is not going to the mikvah. The minute is Shalom live all Adam Torah. But barely have to go to the mikvah. But the minute is a Shev Al Tase. So then on that minute, you make a bracha. But if the minig is not to make a bracha on Shechianu, so if you make it, then you're doing a kuvasei. Then you're doing a kuvasei against the minig. So then that you can't do. So Shechianu loyvarch. But if, to not make a bracha, it's a bit of a minute to come and say, to the varach al karachata, minute greater docha be make chavra gov. Wow. So again, so this, he made the Gedolim wanted the Rav Chaim Vital. What did the Gedolim want him? They wanted him to eat a pre-chadosh. So he conceded to the Gedolim. He ate a pre-chadosh. Then why were they so interested in him eating a pre-chadosh? They wanted him to eat a pre-chadosh. So he ate the pre-chadosh, but he didn't make, it was during the 3 weeks, so he didn't make a shachian. Because he didn't want to become vasei, go against the minhag not to. If he would have made it, he would have violated the minhag, become vasei, that he didn't want to do.
Is making a shechianu a minhag?
Well, the Gemara says in Erevin that in a pre-chadosh it's just a reshus. To make it. It's not a chovah. That's what the Gemara says in Erevin of Daf Mem. So he says, so the minhag is kumvasei, aval masha nogu shalom lasos chiv gomor kushim ta'al tida. Okay, mevarchim al tefila b'dam tohor. So you can make a bracha on that minhag, because the minhag is, what's the minhag? Shalom livol, right? Minhag is shalom livol b'dam tohor. So therefore, you don't going to the mikveh. He's doing a chumbasay, so he can make a. Okay, the mivarch's man, but if you're going to make a shachianu, and the minig is not to, means you're going to make it, violate a minig with chumbasay, then it's an issa gomer, yishum al titosh, tarasi mecha. But if you violate a minig by shev al tasa, so that's just a weaker thing. So therefore, not doing a minhag is much more kal than doing kumbaseh against the minhag. So by Dam Torah, so Torah says you don't have to go to the mikvah. One second. Our minimum is we know it to go. So we're not violating a minute for Basay. You're not mechuyev to go. So he's going to go. Minute is that you're not mechuyev to go. But if there's a minute not to make a shechianu and you make a shechianu, then that's much more chomer. So that's why Chaim Vital would not make a shechianu during the 3 weeks, even if he would, out of respect of the gedolim, for some reason the gedolim wanted him to make a bracha. I don't know, on the pre-chadash, maybe they felt that it spoiled something. Lomos al yoidim, don't make a bar priya eitz and a pre-chadash. So he acquiesced to do it. But he's not going to violate the minhag for Maaseh.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. In other words, because the simple pshat he's saying is the minig is how he ends,
Well,
the Luchar is not speaking about minhagim. He's speaking about what's called Kol Yachav Lav Kol Maaseh. Right.
And he says, like, let's say you have
to pull
the
rev. Yeah.
Coming empty-handed.
Right. Yeah, well, the Rambam's there. What's called the Malchus and things like that. So, again. Bitah minig levarach zman, v'lo bitah minig shalo yivarach. Bitah minig levarach zman. So, he named the Gufatam, which was filled, Kovar Gedol, bitah minig levarach zman. Okay, we'll stop here for now. We'll continue Bez Hashem tomorrow. We have to finish up this tshuva, and there's a couple of more things in this thing that we'll continue. Tomorrow's Thursday, we'll also do Chumash Bez Hashem. Okay, we're going to say.
Good day, Rabbi.
Shkoyach.
Strong as I'm strong.